Well, Santa, it's little Billy. I know last year when I asked for that one present, I got my hand shattered by some older guy when I was crying on the ground at some unnamed store. I appreciate that you actually heard my second wish a bit clearer than the first. Reconstructive hand surgery at a fraction of the retail cost. This year, I want to ask for a gift for someone else. I really, really want to buy my mom that new leg she's been all up in arms about. I'm not entirely sure where it went. I think someone stole it. Or she's trying to pull my leg and make up the whole story because she drank a little too much one night and threw it in a fire, calling it the Mahogany Yule Log. Sure, we all had a good laugh, especially Uncle Oscar, when the special eggnog he made with bourbon and ice came shooting out his nose. Whether she lost it, threw it in a fire for the insurance, had it stolen, or we were just all so drunk and she never had a fake leg in the first place, I will get to the bottom of this somehow. I remember, I think, my earliest memory of that leg. It was originally a table leg for the dining room table. I would have my little matchbox cars driving around in a circle and smashing them into the leg. Subsequently, I would get yelled at for denting my future leg, she said. I didn't know what that meant until now. Now, how did she lose that leg? To the best of my knowledge, it involved a power-hungry dictator who was friends with my father and his love of actually keeping killer whales that actually killed people in his backyard swimming pool. One night, after my mother got good and liquored up, she went out back and in a fit of hallucination started singing the Flipper TV song.
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning.
To which I can only assume she thought the killer whale was a dolphin. And with a quick, swift bite, her left leg was no more. Well, it still existed. The killer whale didn't like the blood alcohol content, so it spit it up. But it was no longer usable. With her quickly brought back inside, the dictator had his favorite private surgeon on hand. Quickly, they went home and the surgeon kicked off the leg of the table, cauterized the bitten part, and jammed the splintery wooden leg into the hole. And it was done. Yes, I have a firm grasp of surgical science. Don't contradict me. I have a PhD in DBS. I remember one year for my birthday. She would stumble out with a bottle in her hand, screaming something about rats and monkeys. She ended up kicking most of my friends out when she discovered that they weren't very good at playing Frogger on the old Atari. Anyone who got past the first level could stay. And kids don't have very good hand-eye coordination back then. Video games were newish, with state-of-the-art graphics. But there were two kids that were always staring at my mother's fake wooden leg. Little Ziffelman and Little Mikey B. Those two couldn't play Frogger very well, and were the first to get kicked out. Little Chatty H and his brother Little Craigers H were also kicked out. They mumbled something about jerks and falling stock prices. Then there was Little Nady K. Even though he had completed the first level of Frogger, he still got kicked out. He was just rubbing it in everyone's face that he did it first, and in the least time. My mother would have nothing of it. Now that I think about it, it could be any one of those kids that stole her leg.
Stay tuned next week for the exciting conclusion.